Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Wake up to it daily. Also join us on the new prayer platform, Turning Point Prayer Hub, on our YouTube and Facebook every day. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Just 30 minutes to secure your day. If you cannot join us live due to time difference, nothing lost. As soon as you wake up in your country or wherever you are, visit our YouTube at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Sing the song we sang for the day. Pray the 6 prayer points we pray over the day. Prophesy over the day as we did. Make the sacrifice we made daily, Mondays to Saturday. Be consistent. It will bring total transformation and give you daily victory. Also, rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Welcome also to Monday, day 27. In October. Now receive and be saying amen and receive it. This is your day. Today shall not just be another day. It shall be a special day in your life. Who is this? You are writing an exam. You are going for an interview. Or you have an appeal letter somewhere. I want you to do this. Now tomorrow, observe a fast up to 2 p.m. Shut your door off your phone. Do Google or ChatGPT and look for appropriate verses to pray. Do the 30 minutes prayer. Pray in the spirit or in your understanding non-stop. Then put a worthy battle seed behind your prayers as the Spirit of God may prompt your heart. If you don't know the commission's account, send a request chat to +234809-789-4000. It will be sent to you. Do as God may lay in your hand, in your heart. That exam, that interview, that journey shall result into a major testimony. Divine presence will go with you and God will secure you favor. You can do this spiritual exercise on your son or daughter's behalf, your husband or any loved one. You can start in the gap. I speak as I receive from God. Observe a fast tomorrow till 2 p.m. and do the prayer warfare and do the battle seed as I have said. Right? October 27th celebrant. Lay your right hand on your heart and let me pray for your bad day. Your bad day is blessed. You are also blessed. Oh, man and God, we bless you for your bad day with good and precious gift and with money. Happy bad day. Right? Listeners, welcome to a 21-day 3 weeks journey into teaching, counseling, and wisdom sharing using the questions and situations that listeners are sending or resending from all over the world. Send yours if you have any, but please make it short. I can only take short writings because our time is short here. Please listen, learn, and apply. First issue for sharing today. Daddy, I love and daily enjoy your robust counsel and wisdom daily, sir. I sent this question several times, but not treated. I married out of ignorance. Now I am facing the consequence. She's an educated illiterate, no skill, no business idea, and no education. Yet, she's not apologetic, not reachable, not respectful, and full of argument. Now, I'm thinking of marrying another wife and leave her with her dull brain and disrespectful life. Please, I need your counsel urgently. Wow. Ah, see how you describe your wife. These words are too hurtful and unkind. I don't know her, neither do I know you, but you married her. Yes, you said out of ignorance. Well, so many people are in that same trap too. But when it comes to marriage, except the relationship is toxic and life-threatening, it is for better for worse, till death do us part. I'm almost certain you took that oath on your wedding day, whether it was in the church, registry, or even traditional marriage. I counsel that you don't carry out your threat of abandoning her to marry another woman. Do you know what the other woman will also turn out to be? You did not tell us whether there are children between you. What will happen to those children? There is no perfect marriage. Marriage that endured are a product of patience and accommodating each other. playing down on your partner's weaknesses and helping each other's strength. I urge you to change your mindset about her. Become more loving and accommodating. That way, you will get her to change her attitude and improve on those areas of weaknesses and shortcoming. That's what love can do. This woman must be reacting to some things too from you. Your change towards her will make her also to soften up and change. Two wrongs can never make it right. I repeat, once she's not violent or threatening your life, please take to my counsel. There are many couples hearing this today and saying that what I'm also going through. Patience, prayers, warfare prayers, and positively changing towards one another will ease the tension. It will not be easy, but it can be done. Pray to God. He will give you the grace. Next, good day. I'm in my mid-40s. I got married in 2022, about 5 months after my husband traveled out of Nigeria without any child yet in the marriage. He kept assuring me that he would return that same year, but he never did. Recently, I discovered through social media that he was into another relationship. When I confronted him, he sent me a message saying he was coerced and pressured into marrying me, that he never truly accepted the marriage, and that I should move on with my life. We are legally married, sir. Please, I need your guidance and counsel on how to handle this situation. Thank you very much, sir. Wow. I am trying very hard not to turn this platform into a marriage clinic. So many heart-rending and aching issues on marriage are here in their hundreds, if not thousands. I have said this again and again. You broke true principles here that led you to this. How can you agree to marry a man that was only tolerating you? Marriages that will have problems later, the signals will have been there. Anyone that will marry a lady that is not passionate, in fact intoxicated with her love during courtship, should not be married. Was it that you are also desperate then, pressurized by your age? Number two, how can a man travel out without his new wife 5 months into the marriage? How will you bond and be more friendly? God's word is clear. What God has joined together, let no man, not even the two of them, should put asunder. Matthew 19 verse 6. You brought that principles here, and the consequences are now staring you in the face. This is a lesson for all singles and their parents. A marriage that will have problem later, like I said, the signals will have been there, have been issue. Then married people, especially young couple, should stay together. Genesis 2 verse 24 says, a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one. It is living and cleaving, not living and separation. What to do? Since he has moved on, you too should move on. Your life should not shut down because you made a mistake. Listeners that have a different view, please send in your view for counsel. We will read it out here. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also learn. Join us on our prayer hub daily, as I said earlier, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time on our social media platform. Don't miss it daily. Our monthly crossover vigil is this Friday, October 31, 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12. Set your alarm clock that night. I asked the media to send out a clip of our eye surgery outreach. Did you receive your own? Let me have your comment. I want to have your comment. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 10-10-10 we are sowing this month, don't compromise them. Sow them by faith with thanksgiving to God. They work wonders. I prophesy to everyone's life, today will be your day. You will end this month strong. All that I prophesy to your life daily shall become your testimonies. Please obey instructions as God give them here. You will see mighty turnaround. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful week. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.